Welcome to my first podcast. My name is Natalie, and I'm your host for the show. In today's topic, we're going to talk about whether to get a pet dog or a pet cat. I know when deciding to get a pet, it may be a difficult decision whether to choose a cat or a dog, although they're both friendly and furry friends. The two types of animals are very different from each other. A lot of people love cats and dogs equally, and under the right condition, the two can actually get along quite happily in the same household if you give them time to get to know each other. Cats and dogs have different needs and characteristics, so this decision is influenced as much by the type of lifestyle you have as it is your personal favorites. But generally speaking, dogs require more attention while cats are more independent. It's less about the dog versus cat and more about which animal would best suit your lifestyle. Taking into account your activities levels, the space you have at home, and how much time you can give to a pet. If you're an energetic, outdoorsy type who love keeping active, going outdoor, and enjoying the sun, a dog may be the right choices for you. Dog needs lots of stimulation, fresh air, and regular walks, so they're best suited to people who have a garden or have easy access to parks and open space. Unlike cats, they're not naturally solitary animals, so they shouldn't be left alone all day. Think about whether you can give them the full attention they deserve. Dog might not be your best option if you work long hours or always have OT, which is sad. But it's okay because cat pet can be an option for you to have. Cats are relatively quiet and are happy to be left alone to sleep and entertain themselves for most of the day. They don't need walking, so cats are often well suited to less active people. Cats don't really need as much indoor space as dogs, especially if they have safe access to a garden. Even without outside access, cats can be counted as long as they are fed an appropriate diet and have access to a litter box, toys, and scratching posts to keep their minds and body busy. Although they don't tend to show the boundless energy that dogs do, cats often prove to be more self-sufficient and making loving. Affectionate, relaxing, and entertaining pets. If you have limited indoor space, a busy lifestyle, or simply want a more independent pet, you might be better suited to a cat rather than a dog. Here's a few interview calls of the people's choices rather if they will pick a cat or a dog as a pet. I would ask them about their lifestyle and also their personalities.
Hi, so I have a few questions for you. If you could choose between cat or dog, which one would you pick?
Cat.
Are you more of an indoor or outdoor person?
Indoor.
And what do you usually do in your lifestyle? Like, what do you do when you have free time?
Play games, sleep, eat, watch YouTube, rap tunes, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
Here's the second interview. So I have a couple questions for you. If you could choose between a cat or dog, which one would you pick?
A dog.
Are you more of an indoor or outdoor person?
Outdoorish.
And what do you do in your lifestyle? Like, what do you do when you have free time?
I like to walk and go out.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
Here's the third interview. So I have a few questions. If you could choose between a cat or a dog, which one would you pick?
Cats are really cute, but I would have to pick a dog.
And are you more of an indoor or outdoor person?
I think I like spending time outside a lot, but I can also see the benefits of, like, the enjoyment of being indoors, but I prefer being outside, I guess.
And the last question is, what's your lifestyle? Like, what do you do during your free time?
During my free time, I like to call Sarah and chat a bunch of things. But besides that, I like to, I guess, work out, play some games, and study.
Okay, thank you for the interview. After listening to some of the facts about both of the pets, some of you may be thinking, I feel like a bird or hamster or fish would be a better choice instead. Then go ahead and get whatever pet you want. But why are you listening to the podcast? My podcast is about whether to get a pet cat or a dog. But whoops, you're already halfway down to my podcast. Might as well finish listening to it. Some of you may ask, what if I still can't decide? I like both of them. Then my answer would be getting both a dog and a cat. If you really can't choose between a cat or a dog and are able to afford a good home to both after listening to this podcast, a puppy and kittens raised together will usually learn to live with each other right away and may even become the best buddies. This is the end of my podcast. Thank you for listening and have a great day.